The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Why kids skip breakfast. Top reason, 53% said there's not enough time to eat. 51% they're not hungry in the morning. That's one reason to have a lighter dinner, because then you will be hungry in the morning if you didn't eat so much the night before. 30% said they didn't like the foods they were offered. Good morning. Welcome to the Dr. Health Breakfast Club, where we always advocate a breakfast in the morning, providing it's the right kind of foods. You don't want to eat ghost toasties and Cap'n Crunch and things that are not going to nourish your body. But we welcome you to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time here on the program. And we thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend. Back to school breakfasts. You know, everybody is back to school now that it's September. And you may have provided your children with all the school supplies they need, the pencils and paper and books and computers, whatnot, and bought them new clothes, new wardrobe for the new school year. But have you given a second thought about their nourishment, their foods, and the way they start their day to break their fast, hence the name Breakfast? Well, Jillian Padgett will be with us in just a few short radio minutes. She's an author and therapist, and she authored two books, To Improve Your Health, Let Stress Heal Your Life, which we'll talk about later, and also From Trauma to Tranquility. But our first topic of discussion will be at the beginning of this school year. For students of all grades, we're going to have some information on the importance of a nutritious breakfast and how it can affect learning and behavior. And, of course, it affects adults as well, maybe less pronounced, but nevertheless just as important to eat a good breakfast. You know, like Jack LaLanne always used to say, and we had him on every year for most of his life, eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a queen, dinner like a pauper. Lunch like a prince, dinner like a pauper. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, in the next hour of the program, Dr. Mahmoud Rashidi, author of Mind Medicine, How Using Your Mind Can Keep You Well, he'll be joining us. He's a neurologist and has some very valuable information about how we can use our mind to boost our immune system and prevent illness and live a long, healthy life. Okay, right now it's time to naturally awaken our brains to the many informative articles that will improve your health contained in this month's Natural Awakenings magazine. And here to help us highlight some of those articles are Becky and Bud Kowalski, the publishers of Natural Awakening. Awakenings, I should say. And we're all naturally awake here, and we'd like to welcome them to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Becky and Bud. How the health are you?
Good morning, David. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks.
Good morning.
Hi, Becky. Now, you have, I don't know where to start, because this article, this magazine is chock full with so many great articles. I mean, right out of the box, the superfood list of the top 26 superfoods. I was noticing that. There's a really interesting article on osteopathic medicine, which, you know, DOs, I don't often give them their rightly due, and that is that DOs are the original integrative medical doctors long before the term was even coined. And you have an excellent article on that, and you have something about Dr. Quirk there. Give us a rundown of that, the osteopathic medicine.
Yeah, Dr. Quirk has been our supporter for a long time now. And what we found in talking to him is that people don't really understand, like you said, that osteopathic medicine is totally holistic. They are specially trained, the same as medical doctors,
right,
within some, in terms of being able to look at the entire body and how the body, symptoms in one area can cause symptoms to show up in another area. So what happens oftentimes with quote-unquote medical doctors is you go with something in your neck, and they will look for something happening in your neck. And what happens is with an osteopathic doctor, they look at the whole body, they look for what could be causing those symptoms, and then treat for health versus treating just the symptoms.
Right, yeah, it's the best of both worlds, is that they have the holistic philosophy with the medical training. And it's not just cookbook medicine and prescribing a pill for a particular ill. It's actually getting to the root cause, treating the patient holistically, you know, the whole patient instead of just the disease or that one body part. So, yeah, that valuable information there. And then new therapies for joint pain relief, which, you know, if you live long enough, you're going to experience, as well as how to be forever flexible. That's a great article. And speaking of flexibility, I love your, excuse me, your yoga article. I forget what page it's on, but it's a glossary of terms for all the yoga terms. And a lot of people don't know what, you know, vinyasa and ananda and prana and, you know, all the different terms, the terminology is. But it's just an eye-opening look at the burgeoning field of yoga and how it has so many benefits, both mental and physical. Do you folks practice yoga yourselves?
We don't, and that was one of the reasons why having these articles in for people who are just looking at yoga.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of information out there for people who are very active in yoga, and they're a very tight-knit group. But there are people who express interest in wanting to understand yoga,
mm-hmm,
and can they do it without having to stand on their head and lift their leg?
And twist like a pretzel.
right.
Well, so, I got to say. Oh, go ahead, Beth. Yeah.
Maybe they have seen a flyer for a yoga class somewhere, is in a gym or the YMCA or the Croc Center or someplace.
Right.
And don't know which of the, like, over 16 different varieties of yoga are available there. This little glossary can give them a head up on, well, just exactly what is it that they're purporting to teach, and is that something for me?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, you don't want to, if you've never done it, you don't want to jump in with something that's going to turn you into a pretzel, because that may not be the best way to go about it.
That's for sure. Finish your thought.
There are gentler versions of this that people can get into.
And shifting gears, let's talk about the Blue Zones update. Give us the latest update on the Blue Zones.
Yeah, and we really focus on the Wahiwa, because that is the organization that we belong to, is the Wahiwa community, and they are having a very special purpose workshop at the Rainbow Seniors.
Oh, okay. All right.
Group.
And that's the details are in the magazine, of course.
The details are in the magazine, but it's wonderful to look at our seniors redefining their purpose. Everyone is invited to come to that. They particularly would like young people to come so that they can share thoughts with them in terms of how they have reached their point in life, but what are some of the advice for young people coming in looking for what is their purpose.
And is that a free meeting or is there a cost?
It is a free meeting.
Excellent.
It's on Thursday, September 27th, at the Wahiwa District Park.
Okay, Thursday, September 27th, and the details again in Natural Awakenings magazine. Okay, just a few more articles since we only have a few more minutes with you. I like your article in the September edition of Natural Awakenings magazine about building a bento lunchbox for kids. Now, this is actually today's topic, so it fits right in with our discussion. And that is in the first hour of the program here, we'll have Jillian Padgett, an expert who is going to be talking about the importance of a nutritious breakfast to enhance learning in school-aged children. And lunches are just as important. And so I like all the menu suggestions in that article on building a bento box lunch for kids. But my favorite article, if you haven't guessed, it's one of the few articles I haven't mentioned yet, living with cat allergies. I wish I knew about this information when I was a kid. There's like a dozen cats you can have, even if you have an allergy to cats. I love that article. Tell us about that one, how that came about.
It doesn't have to be the hairless cat. I mean, yeah. I personally always thought that the only way to not have a cat allergy was to get a cat that doesn't have hair.
Yeah.
And they are rather unique looking.
to say the least, yes.
Yes. So this article does have a picture of each of the 10 cats and explains their lineage and so forth, but it has to do with the dander, and mm-hmm. Somehow these cats have less allergic reactions.
Mm-hmm. They have a less of what they call a protein that's in the saliva that licks and gets airborne little particles, and that's
right.
What actually causes the allergic reaction.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my favorite cat is not one of them. It's the Abyssinian cats. Are you familiar with those?
Yes,
yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah. I don't have a cat because I travel too much, but if I did have a cat, that's probably the one I'd have. Well, how can people get the magazine, and give us your website as well, Becky and Bud?
The website is just all spelled out, naturalawakeningshawaii.com.
Okay.
You can actually read the entire magazine online if you prefer.
Oh, that's great.
And
okay.
We're at over 300 locations around the island, times all the libraries, select times.
Safeways, all
moms.
The YMCAs.
Great, great. All the places that are healthy to hang out in. Well, that's great.
So, and if anybody wants to, if they know of a spot where they would like to pick the magazine up, they can reach out to us. And we will contact that location for distribution sites.
Oh, excellent.
One thing we put ourselves in is that we do have authorized distribution sites, so we do get permission before we put them there.
That's good.
And if somebody says, you know, I'd really love to have my coffee shop have Natural Awakenings, then we can make that contact.
Make it happen. All right. Well, thanks to both of you, Becky and Bud, and we'll hear from you in October.
See you till then.
All right. There goes Becky and Bud Kowalski. Hawaii's Healthy Living Magazine is Natural Awakening, so make sure you naturally awaken your knowledge to good health by picking up a copy or going online to naturalawakeningshawaii.com. Straight ahead in the news! Is your cookbook making you fat? Details on that. Then, I hate to burst your bubble, but there's bad news about alcohol. Plus, why not have dinner for breakfast? Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Copycats? They're out there. Be strong and healthy. Tune in to the big dog. Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
All right, is your cookbook making you fat? Well, purveyor beware, rather, of creeping calorie recipes, even though they may be time-tested. This was interesting information. Food scientists at Cornell University analyzed 18 recipes that have appeared in each edition of The Joy of Cooking. That's that iconic cookbook that's been updated every 10 years since, 1936? And they found the average calories per serving increased nearly 40% over that time, even though the dishes are essentially the same. But richer ingredients and larger serving sizes have inflated the calorie count. So maybe you should use your grandmother's older cookbooks, or better yet, buy new cookbooks that are lighter and healthier with their recipes. And boy, there's no shortage of cookbooks. My favorite cookbook quote is from Andy Rooney, if you remember him on 60 Minutes, the CBS show. He said, two of the best-selling categories in the bookstores are cookbooks and diet books. The cookbooks tell you how to cook everything. The diet books tell you how not to eat any of it. All right. Okay, nutritious breakfast foods. We're going to talk about that with Jillian Padgett in just a minute. But sushi and poke, why not have that for breakfast? You know, I know it sounds unusual, but hey, look in Japan. They're some of the healthiest people on earth, and they have, you know, fish as a common food at the breakfast table. But it's much better for you than the concentrated carbs and all the sugars and pastries and everything that most people have. So, and by the way, fresh fish, fresh tuna in particular, whether it's poke, and of course raw is better, assuming that it's contaminant-free, but it contains 85% more omega-3 fats than the canned variety of tuna. So a lot of you use canned tuna to make your lunch every day, you know, a tuna sandwich for lunch, but much more omega-3, the friendly fats that are going to improve your health if you use the fresh. Okay, bursting your bubbly. I don't know if we have too much time for this entire article, but I'll continue it on next hour if we don't. And this is, of course, you heard the new global survey or study from the British Journal of the British Medical Journal of Lancet. And they found the safest level of drinking was, are you ready? None. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Alcohol use and its effects. This was a survey of 95 countries, 195 countries for males and females between 1990 and 2016. Researchers found alcohol use was the leading risk factor for death and disability and accounted for nearly 10% of annual global deaths, about almost 3 million annually. Anyway, bottom line is the benefits do not outweigh the drawbacks. So so much for moderation. Moderation is fine if you want to be moderately diseased as far as your liver and have a moderate risk of cancer from alcohol. Okay, back after this with more information for your good health when we return right here on Dr. Health. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is that there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you five dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
Welcome back to Lifestyles of the Fit and Healthy here on Dr. Health Radio. David Snow on your radio. Thanks for staying with us here on the program. Hour number one of the healthiest 2 hours on radio. Hey, are you eating eggs for breakfast this morning? Well, you might know, might like to know that a kiwi's egg, you think your eggs are extra large, huh? A kiwi's egg is so large, it's equivalent to a human mother giving birth to a six-year-old. For you mothers out there. Hard boiling an ostrich egg? Well, that'll take about an hour and a half, 90 minutes, whereas a chicken egg takes about 12 minutes. All right. Whether you're eating eggs or not, or whatever you're eating for breakfast, we hope you're eating breakfast. Well, it does matter what you're eating. And that's the segment topic of the, or the topic of this segment is breakfast. Is it the most important meal of the day? You bet. And we have Jillian Padgett with us. She's a therapist and author of two books to improve your health. Not a breakfast book per se, but that's what we're going to be talking about in just a few minutes. She's the author of Let Stress Heal Your Life. We'll talk about that a little later. And then also From Trauma to Tranquility. And we'd like to welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Jillian. How the health are you?
Good morning, David. I'm very well, thank you, up here in British Columbia.
Yes, yes, and thank you for being there. We do have a lot of visitors every year from BC, and so I've been there many times, a beautiful place. So with this being the beginning of the school year for students of all ages and grades, September, and some of them actually started in August. But I thought we'd give you some time to share with us some information that you have regarding the importance of a nutritious breakfast and how not only it can affect learning and behavior for school-age students, but also adults. You know, I mean, it's one thing to have good nutrition in schools, and how about having it everywhere else? And I know that one of your questions that you pose to people is sending your kids to school without breakfast child abuse. Isn't that a rather strong statement to make?
I guess it is a strong statement, but on the other hand, when we have children, it's really important that we nourish them as well as dress them. And there's so much research now that shows that without adequate nutrition, children's development is hindered and delayed, whatever their age, really. And the research now shows that 8 out of 10 children go to school without adequate breakfast, or without, are actually poorly nourished anyway. So
Wow. It's
important, I think. I think it's important that we start addressing the issue, or it's being addressed, but we continue.
Now, is that in Canada or U.S. or worldwide, that statistic, 8 out of 10 students go to school without breakfast?
That wasn't without breakfast. That was just that they're poorly nourished.
Oh, okay, poorly nourished. Okay, so it could be a donut or junk food or just something convenient, but not necessarily what they really need from a nutritional standpoint or physiologic standpoint. Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an unrealistic. I think that's a pretty accurate statistic as far as when you think of what students eat out there, what children eat out there, and what adults give their kids. You know, sometimes it's just a breakfast bar or something to take with them to eat on the way to school. And what does the average person eat? Have you studied the actual menu items or food choices that are typically made by school age students? Is it mainly carbohydrates, I would think?
I think carbohydrates, but also the sort of junk food, the things that they get in the vending machines are also very often poor nutrition.
Right.
And so they come to school having maybe had an energy bar or something that's highly sugary and colored.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go and grab something from the vending machine, which is not going to do them much good either.
Yeah, so you know, I can't remember, Jillian, when I last saw broccoli or carrots or apples in a vending machine. I mean, it's always chips and colas and pastries and you know, candy bars. And it's the epitome of, I mean, anything, you know, if you ate a vending machine diet, if you will, that would probably be one of the, other than a fast food diet, that would be right in the same ballpark, I think, as far as.
I would think so, yeah.
But what percentage of students even eat breakfast as far as, you know, you say 8 out of 10 don't eat a nourishing breakfast, but I've seen adult statistics where 40% of people don't eat breakfast, these are adults.
Yeah, I would think children are in that category, maybe less,
because
some of them sort of get bundled out with maybe a bagel, but very often not even that.
Right. And you know, 60% of our calories are consumed after 6 p.m., so this is a problem because you're most active during the day, and then we bank up all of our calories at night when we're sedentary and watching TV and snacking and everything. And, I mean, the way we spread out our calories is really not, you know, it's one thing what you eat, and we're going to talk about that as far as quality food choices and nutrition. But also, when you eat is also important, isn't it? I mean, because it's the fuel. I mean, you can't, it's like cooking something in your kitchen. You can't say, okay, stove, you supply me some heat and then I'll throw some wood in you, if you had a wood-burning stove, for instance. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You got to put the fuel in to get the energy out. And people start the day, you know, a breakfast means breaking your fast. And so a lot of people don't realize that. And they fail to think that, you know, they're running on empty. And that's why they reach for the caffeine. What's your view of coffee and all the stimulants that people take in the morning to get going?
I can't be hypocritical because I enjoy my coffee.
Okay. So, your cup of fake awake? I call it fake awake. So.
Oh, really? Well, I just enjoy the taste, yes.
Well, there's decaf then, Jillian. I remind you about decaf. You know, whenever I say that to people, when that line comes up, oh, I just like the taste of coffee. Well, there's decaffeinated. Oh, no. Get me away from that decaf. You know, and then the truth comes out. They like the stimulation as well as the taste bud stimulation. They like the physiologic stimulation from the caffeine, which is the world's most popular drug. I mean, here I am, you know, I've never had a cup of coffee, so I can be the instigator of causing trouble in that arena, because having said that, you know, I'm not judging people that do consume caffeine. It's just that people, you know, it's like charging your cell phone or one of your devices. You need to charge the batteries up, you know, before you get the energy and the use out of them. And yet people are going with half-charged batteries out the door, either to work or to school. And let's bring this discussion back to school. I kind of went off on a tangent there. But getting back to students and school breakfasts, what is your recommendation for a nutritious breakfast, since you said that 8 out of 10 students go out the door without eating something that is really as nutritious as it could be?
Well, bearing in mind that most people are rushing like crazy first thing in the morning, something like, you know, even homemade granola or a good quality granola is good,
mm-hmm.
if they have maybe yogurt with it or and fruit.
Right.
Then that would keep them going for, you know, for quite a while until they maybe have a snack, maybe even another handful of granola. What's in the granola? If it's got nuts and grains and dried fruit, it's good quality food.
You know, granola. Yeah, since you mentioned granola, I used to be in the cereal business. And I had a product. It was the original King Crunch. Now somebody knocked off my product. This is back in the 80s. I had my product. And I don't know if the King Crunch that existed after my product is still in production. But it was the first children's cereal marketed in natural food stores that had no sugar, salt, or preservatives, but it had a cartoon character on the front of the box that I created, King Natural, and it had puffs of corn, rice, and millet, and so it was wheat-free, gluten-free, whole oats, sweetened with honey, vitamin fortified, and so it checked off all the boxes, and it had kind of a cult following. I remember Danny DeVito and a lot of celebrities used to buy it by the case in Hollywood. But having said that, granolas are all over the map as far as you can get a really nutritious granola, and there are paleo granolas that are actually low carb or no carb granolas made from alternative sources, food sources to grains, if people want to go grain free. So there's you just have to research the market and see what is out there, or better yet, make your own from scratch. But not many people have the time to do that. Let me put you on the spot before we take our bottom of the hour break, Jillian. What do you have for breakfast? What's a typical breakfast in the household of Jillian Padgett?
It depends on the season, but in the fall time, I more than likely have oatmeal.
Okay.
With maple syrup and maybe a little bit of yogurt of some sort on it. But that's my favorite breakfast in cold weather or coolish weather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds pretty nutritious. All right. We're going to take a break here and be back with more information for your good morning health here on Dr. Health with our guest Jillian Padgett. We'll tell you how to get her books, and we'll talk about her books a little later, just in a few minutes. Let Stress Heal Your Life and From Trauma to Tranquility. Right now we're talking about the issue of breakfast for our students and our children and all the school-age people out there, all the way to college age. You need just as much concentration and nutrition to get through your academic day when you're a teenager as you do when you're pre-adolescent. So much more information to come here on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
Experiencing any foot pain? You know you can't feel good and be happy and healthy if your feet are killing you. So don't put off your foot pain another day. Whether it's from ill-fitting shoes, your occupation, or a pre-existing condition, foot pain is your body telling you you need to do something, like stepping up and stepping into Step Ahead. Step Ahead has the arch supports, orthotically designed shoes, and most of all, the expertise you need to become pain-free again. Step Ahead's certified staff of professionals will give you a free foot analysis so you'll know exactly what you need to keep your feet happy and healthy. So whether you wear snazzy shoes with a high heel or construction shoes made with steel, Step Ahead's orthotic arch supports are customized to your particular foot to eliminate pain, strengthen your feet, and prevent future problems from occurring. 2 locations to serve you. Step Ahead in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center in Aiea and in Honolulu at 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard in the Imperial Plaza. Phone 488-3338 or go to stepaheadhi.com. Step Ahead, Hawaii's arch support store.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu. A service of Salem Communications on the NASDAQ at SALM. AM 690, The Answer.
Snow.
Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. Well, this is an adult show, but we want to keep you healthy from adolescence to obsolescence. And here to help us do that, Jillian Padgett, the author of 2 books, also a psychotherapist and expert on back-to-school nutrition. And we're talking to her from BC, British Columbia, Canada. And we're talking today, if you're just joining us, about the importance of your morning meal to get off to the right start, not only physically, but also mentally. Now, let's talk about some of the consequences of not getting a nutritious breakfast, Jillian. There's people that, students, children that have ADD and ADHD and all the other acronyms. How can nutrition be part of that treatment program or prevention program from the standpoint of addressing behavioral issues?
Well, it would depend on precisely what the person's problems are, and more than likely they'd need to get advice from a professional nutritionist. But the food we eat, whether we have a load of sugar or artificial coloring and flavoring, will affect our moods and our brain development and our mental capacity. So if people are going to have, you talked about caffeine, a lot of sugar, mm-hmm. or indeed caffeine in the drinks that you can get out of these vending machines, that will affect your energy spike, and you'll sort of more than likely feel incredibly...
You're fading away. Jillian, you're fading in and out. Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Not as good as before.
Oh, I'll move.
Okay.
Is this better?
That's better. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I tend to walk around when I'm talking.
Yeah, I know. People do that. As long as we don't hear toilet flushing in the background. Believe me, I've had doctors on before, and I guess they think that we can't hear, but the microphones are amazingly sensitive. So, okay, we'll leave that at that. Okay, go ahead, please.
Sugar and caffeine will spike our energy and we'll feel tremendous, but if we... and this is with children. If they have a lot of those drinks, they'll be fine. And then they may get incredibly moody, mm-hmm. very tired, and often depressed as well. Because
right.
it's out of their control. Often people, kids don't know what they're doing or what it's doing to them.
Right, hyperglycemia to hypoglycemia, you know, the blood sugar roller coaster, which we've talked a lot about. And you mentioned bagels earlier, Jillian. Bagels are notorious for elevating blood sugar or spiking it up, even though people don't think of it as a sweet carbohydrate. But, I mean, it's sometimes has more of a deleterious effect on blood sugar than say, oatmeal or some other carbohydrates or just regular bread. So...
my understanding is that that turns into sugar in the bloodstream anyway.
The flour
in
turns to sugar. Yeah, right. It turns to glucose. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I mean, it causes the same sort of problems of mood disorders.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. And then, of course, if people are allergic to, say, gluten or other sensitivities, not to say that everybody's allergic to gluten, because I know that there's this gluten-free trend and fad going on right now, which, I mean, it's good because people have been eating too much gluten, but I think it's going to come around to where it's not going to necessarily be that we can't eat any gluten gluten... is just a part of an inherent part of the grain. That's the protein part of the grain. So anyway, that's a whole different topic I don't want to get into in detail. But let's get back to basically a balance of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats is what you're talking about. What do you think of eggs? I had green eggs and ham this morning. Is that – no, I'm just kidding. that's the nursery rhyme, you know, or the children's book, Green Eggs and Ham. Was that Sam? I forget how the story goes, but anyway, eggs can be nutritious, but also depends on how you prepare them. Of course, you don't want to fry them if possible. You want to eat them poached, soft boiled, or even hard boiled over scrambled or omelets. But those can be. Also nutritious as well. And there have been studies on, since we were talking about blood sugar, on the fact that and satisfaction over a period of hours, because you mentioned when you had your breakfast of granola and yogurt and fruit, you know, it keeps you going for hours. And that's what we want, is kind of time-released energy. And that they've done a study, well, more than one study, where it was done, they had two groups, and one ate, I think, bagels and some other carbohydrate breakfast food, and the other ate eggs. And the group that ate the eggs had much better cognition. They had better blood sugar profile, better energy, and, you know, on and on. So it was overall positive. But having said that, I will say that most people are not eating enough plant foods. And you mentioned fresh fruit in the morning. That's really important. over and above, you know, eating the whole fruit over and above a fruit juice, because a lot of students and people in schools and even the cafeterias that serve the juices, but they do that in lieu of serving a fresh, excuse me, a whole piece of fruit, which has the fiber and it slows down the absorption of the sugar from the fruit, the fructose.
Yeah.
So, what kind of fruits do you, obviously you get a lot of berries there in BC, which I love blueberries. What other fruits do you get up there?
Oh, we have, apple orchards.
Oh yeah. Apples. That's right. Yeah. And I think peaches and the things like that.
Cherries.
Right.
Cherries.
Cherries. Yes. Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm there. Well, of course, we have tropical fruits here in the islands, bananas and papayas and pineapple and all the nutritious fruits that everybody can eat for breakfast as well. You know, and the problem is we want to get people off the supermarket cereals. We talked about granolas before, but, you know, there's the Ghost Toasties and the Crappin' Crunch and the Sugar-O's. And I mean, you know, just on and on. I mean, it's I remember the funniest cartoon, one of the funnier cartoons I've seen over the years. It was a cartoon of a father was reading the daughter's cereal box at the breakfast table, and he's reading. He said, "Wow, this cereal doesn't fool around. It's 100% sugar." <You know>? And so it's true. You know, they've done surveys or studies and found that many cereals have more sugar than things like candies and cookies and pastries and other things that you think are sugar bombs, but the cereals are sometimes well over 50% sugar. So make people aware of that, yeah.
And the sugar comes under different labels as well, doesn't it? I can't remember all of them, but...
Well, there's 74, either 74 or 76 different types of sugar in the average supermarket. Can you believe that? There's over 70 different, you know, anything ending in O's, basically, but lactose, fructose, glucose, galactose, you know, I mean, everything. So, yeah, and sugar, like you said, is disguised in a lot of foods. And so, you know, even some salt has sugar because it helps the salt to flow. But that's another program. Anyway. Okay, and then let's talk about, before we run out of time, actually, let's take one last break of the hour, keep the lights on here, and then I want to come back and talk about your books, because one has a very intriguing title, Let Stress Heal Your Life. I thought stress ruined our life and made life hectic. So how can stress heal our lives? So we'll talk about that, as well as going from trauma to tranquility. My guest, Jillian Padgett, the author of those two books, and we're talking about breakfast foods, among other things, here on Dr. Health. Much more information to come, so stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health continues.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
That makes you you. Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs?
you. Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are a specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
Hey, we hope you're having a sunshiny day, whatever the weather is, where you're listening to us. David Snow back with you on Dr. Health Radio. Did you know that, since we were talking about cereals before the break, Cheerios, the cereal Cheerios, were originally called Cheerios. Did you know that, Jillian?
I didn't know that at all, no.
Yeah, because it's the main ingredient in Cheerios is oats. And I must say that, you know, when it comes to commercial cereals, Cheerios is one of the better ones. It's one of the lowest in sugar, I think, of any of the, you know, O's or extruded type products, the cereals that come in shapes other than the just the basic shapes of the grains themselves. But, you know, for the ones that are puffed or pressed into a particular shape, extruded, so to speak, I think they're one of the better choices if you have to go that route. Anyway, let's devote this segment. I want to shift gears and talk about your two books, Let Stress Heal Your Life and From Trauma to Tranquility. Boy, did you have trauma in your life. One of your best friends was murdered, and that's what the impetus for the book was, right? From Trauma to Tranquility.
Yes, that, and I had a car accident last December, and I watched myself go through all the, well, not all of them, but some of the phases of trauma, and so it seemed to me a really good time to write them out whilst I was doing nothing much else.
Uh-huh. So give us a guideline of what people should know about that.
Well, to me, the very first thing that knocked me sideways was after I got back from the car accident, I couldn't close my eyes without hearing the car careening forward and crashing into the mountainside.
Uh-huh.
And so I spent the entire night sort of trying to get rid of that impact and the sort of brain loop or the neurological loop that went on to change it. And so that the next night I was actually able to sleep, but it was quite interesting. And then I think the next, one of the other things that was very prominent was fear. I felt completely unsafe with everything for a little while.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
I had felt so safe driving up and down this road so long, you know, so many times.
Yeah.
Suddenly. Mm-hmm.
And was it close to home, Jillian?
Yes, it was just that I have a 20-minute drive to town. I live on a mountain.
Uh-huh.
And so a 20-minute drive down the mountain and up again, and I was coming up with studded tires. It had been very snowy, but I mean, I wasn't driving fast.
Right.
Just luckily shot into the mountain rather than over the edge.
Oh, wow. And the snow slowed you down? I mean, the snow lessened or softened the impact?
Yes, I went through a snowbank and then I hit the mountain.
Okay,
yes. All
right.
So it did reduce the impact considerably, although the car was a complete write-off, but mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Experience.
All right. So what emerged was your book, From Trauma to Tranquility, to act as a guide for people, other people going through a similar event in their lives, to give them kind of, a guideline of what to expect. Is that an accurate description?
Yes, a guideline of what to expect and some of the things they can do to help themselves and mm-hmm. to know when to get help. I think one of the things that many people think is either I'm going to be all right and sort of don't actually work through it, and so it sort of gets lodged into your system, into your at a cellular level, really.
Uh-huh.
And then everything builds up again later, so if something else impacts you, so it's really good to work through it and release it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what I hope that I help people,
so,
will help people with.
And you were a therapist before this happened, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
I've been in for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And then your other book, Let Stress Heal Your Life. How can stress heal your life? I thought stress we want to reduce stress, and that's what is going to heal us, because stress is what causes some of the conditions, you know, the disease conditions or maladies that people suffer from in the first place. And so tell us why that title.
Well, really, because stress, I consider stress to be more like the squeaky wheel to let us know that there's something wrong.
Oh, okay, the warning sign. Okay, the idiot light on your dashboard that's flashing. So instead of unplugging the light, you actually try to open the hood and see what's going on inside.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Whether it's sort of emotional, mental.
So give us an overview of that for 2 minutes or so, if you would, as far as what benefits people can get from that book, Let Stress Heal Your Life.
Well, it breaks down how we get affected by stress mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, if we look at energy and our joy for life. And then it gives guidelines on how to handle the different issues. Feeling about things, and lots of case studies of people who have come to me with different problems, and actually the problems weren't necessarily their mother-in-law or whatever it was the way they were responding to them.
Oh, right. Okay, that was, I was going to ask you the question of what is the main stress trigger or the main complaint that people come to you with, but I guess it doesn't matter, like you just said, it matters more how they react to it, because obviously different people have different things happen in their lives that are going to be stressful or affect them adversely, but it's how they deal with it that is really what is going to determine the outcome.
Yes, and what their beliefs are about themselves and their life and everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Why me? Why does it always happen to me? You know,
absolutely. And you're a horrible person.
Right. It's never. Either why me, or it's never me. It's always the other guy, you know, or the other person that is causing all these problems. Why do they have to be like that? Why, you know? But hey, folks, it takes two to tango, right? So it's always a two-way street. Yeah. So, what is the average age of your clients that come in to see you as for therapy sessions?
That's difficult to say. I think the oldest was about 82, or maybe a bit older than that, 84.
Okay.
And the youngest was about, I think she was about 8.
Wow, that young. Okay.
She came to me because her doctor had referred her to me before to see if I could help her.
Okay.
They couldn't find out the cause of some migraines she was having.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And interestingly, I taught her how to handle stress, and I didn't find any emotional problems. And so we looked at food, and we looked at nutrition.
Oh, okay.
And she changed to her mother and the whole family. Changed to a diet without any additives.
Right. Okay. So you're in favor of, you advocate eating organic and as natural as possible for all your foods?
I do, yes. I personally think that a lot of these chemicals weren't around when I was a child, and more than likely it was a good thing.
that's for sure. And this is the first generation where we're not going to outlive, or the generation now, the younger generation, is not going to outlive their parents or grandparents, because the up until recently, longevity or our lifespan has been increasing, but now not so much. In fact, it's kind of reversing or plateauing and going the other way. So that's not a good thing. And not to say that chemicals or some of the things we're talking about are the only cause, but they're a contributing cause, no doubt. It's a combination of many factors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think of, just a minute or two left, what do you think of, there have been, I'm sure you in Canada, you have them very rarely, but here in America, we have many instances of mass shootings, and inevitably, they always find that these shooters are either on antidepressants or psychiatric drugs of some kind, or they're, you know, in some way drugs are involved, and it's usually prescription drugs. I mean, it can be both illicit or recreational drugs as well as prescription drugs. But I mean, do you see that as from a therapist's point of view as being a problem, or being one of the issues that is contributing to these occurrences?
I think so. I do believe that. I think that people are hugely isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And they can, you know, most of the young men that I've seen, I don't know whether they've all been on drugs, but they seem to live very insular lives. They seem to live their lives in front of a screen where they're creating all sorts of dramatic scenarios. And somehow or other, there seems to be less opportunity for them to be able to actually talk and befriend people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think I was reading something at the weekend about, in fact, it was a suicide in, I think it was in Canada, where, oh no, it was in the UK, where a young person had committed suicide, a young man who was overseas studying in the UK.
Right.
And again, it seems it's not the same, because they're not going out killing other people, but they are killing themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it seems to be that there is a crying need for people to have close connection, which just seems to be diminishing. And I don't know whether that's fully true or not, but it seems to be all these people need help. More than I can, masses and masses of other people that need to be able to express themselves and express their anger and rage.
Jillian, we are out of time. Give us your website where people can get your books, Let Stress Heal Your Life and From Trauma to Tranquility.
Yes, it's stresswisdomsolutions.com.
Stresswisdomsolutions.com. All right. Well, thank you so much. And, you know, we're talking about, or you just mentioned the negative effects of social media and electronic addiction. And we started our anti-tech tip of the week. And so that's along those same lines. So thank you for all you do and for contributing to our show. And keep us apprised of any new research you have coming out.
Thank you so much.
All right, there goes Jillian Paget, and here we go. We will have Dr. Rashidi next hour talking about mind medicine. He's a neurologist with some interesting information, new information that you haven't heard anywhere else. So we'll talk about it next hour, plus all of our regular features, Dick Allgaier's Health Report, The Fitness File, Finding Bone Pharmacy, and Matters of Sexual Health. So hour number two to come right after the top of the hour of Fox News. I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.